Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Umbrage was taken with our description yesterday.
Umbrage.
There were many umbrages, possibly.
Quit taking all the umbrage, Lynn. Leave some umbrage for someone else.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end. Now they start talking.
Yesterday we asked if... You know, if women disappeared for 24 hours, what would the world be like? We had some interesting responses. Today we ask if men were gone for 24 hours, and the responses are awesome.
They are nothing short of incredible.
Felicia says lights would be turned off, cabinet doors would be shut, dirty laundry would find its way into the basket. And then Kirsten added to that, said, don't forget, toilet seats will be put back down.
Yes, that is a classic.
Awesome.
Amanda, she says, no one would punch drywall. No one would explain how grilling meat works like they discovered fire themselves. And every quick stop at Home Depot would somehow remain under 4 hours.
Oh, God.
And I'm sure not a single conversation about the proper way to mow the lawn would come up. Nice, Amanda.
Abby says, crime would drop to the lowest in history. Okay, yeah. I would imagine most men do crime. As far as crime goes.
Your prisons are mostly dudes.
Yeah.
I really think so. Melissa says world peace. Christine says things would be amazing. I don't have to talk to anyone or be irritated because I would have to repeat things like it's a pre-K class.
Here are 3 things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
A West Nashville Chick-fil-A employee decided to go out with a bang on her last day, and not in a good way. This woman named Amber allegedly told coworkers she was going to shoot up the place, walking around the kitchen pointing her hand like a gun in people's faces.
Ugh.
Which is about as far as from my pleasure as you can get.
Yeah, yeah.
She's now facing a charge of threat to commit an act of violence.
Wow.
So not Chick-fil-A.
I know. It says, what is the world coming to now? New Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue is out on the cover of many of the ones. We have Tiffany Haddish, comedian and actress, and classic millennial thirst trap, Lizzie McGuire. It's a Hilary Duff on
Yeah. She's making a comeback. She's touring.
Yeah, yeah. So if you love Hilary Duff, just remember, no one loves Hilary Duff more than Hilary Duff. She's a little full of herself.
Just a bit.
Just a little bit.
People are not happy about what the CEO of Bumble says is the future of dating.
So the married CEO of Bumble just came out and said that AI is the future of dating, and that one person's AI avatar will get to know another person's AI avatar until they decide that the real life people should meet each other.
Yeah, you heard that right. So... Your AI talks to somebody else's AI. They go out for a while. They have dinner. They go to the movies.
And they're talking about you.
And yeah. And if they hit it off, then they'll let you know.
So I'm
that you should talk to this person because the AIs are going off and getting married.
My avatar left me for another avatar.
I swear to God, this was an episode of Black Mirror.
I think so.
I saw that episode.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, the AI figures out that they're compatible. I mean, this is...
It's all coming true.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's all coming true.
All right, so I'm going to be the talking equivalent of one of those YouTube thumbnails that says, the dark hidden truth about Blackstone griddles that they won't tell you.
Oh, that's right. You got one, and you were very excited about it yesterday. You assembled it.
I picked it up, assembled it, put it together. There was only a few parts left over that were hopefully not some kind of tied to safety. Me not blowing up.
All men are proud of you because all men put together things and there's always leftover parts like, oh, those are spares, obviously. Yeah.
That's what you tell the people around you.
Spares.
They go,
yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, like screws sure are left over.
Sure that's secure? Okay.
Sure it's fine.
So, yeah, I put it together. It only took about 4 hours. And then you have to season it, which I understand. It's like a cast iron pan.
Okay, all right, yeah. It's just a flat grill.
Put it on high heat. You have to put oil on it, let that burn off for 15 minutes, put more oil on it. And I totally get that. That's a first time thing.
Okay.
But what they don't tell you is that after you cook something on the griddle, you have to sit there and clean it for a while.
Oh, you have
I
to
did
clean
not
it?
Consider that you have to clean it.
Well, doesn't the fire burn off any germs?
You would think, but it doesn't. So I bring
fire in, kills everything.
I made smash burgers. I bring them inside the house. I set them down. I'll be right back. I'm just going to clean off the grill.
Oh no!
Which usually from a grill, you just scrape it a little bit.
Yeah, you
and turn
get that
it
little
off.
The thing that looks like a big toothbrush, and you just go in there and just scrape it.
And then you just walk away. You turn it off and you leave it. This one, oh no, you
have and just let the spiders live in it.
You gotta heat it. You gotta scrub it down.
Oh.
It took like another 20 minutes.
Oh, so your food was cold by the time you got in the house.
Pretty much. And I'm like,
what
this
a
was,
living hell! My
this
God,
was
Jim.
Work. Oh my God. I know there are people with no hot water or even cold water or even clean water in the world.
But please take pity on Jim's first world problem.
It took work.
Oh,
I had to clean.
Oh.
They should have a big warning sticker on the box.
You're going to have to clean this.
Yeah, there's warning stickers for everything else.
Yes.
Oh, don't use this while in the bathtub.
Right.
There should be a sticker that says, yeah, it's nice, but you got to clean every time.
Oh.
Every time.
See, that's probably why all the fancy chefs have them, because they can always have their helpers and manservants come in and do it.
Otherwise, they'd be just like me.
I
with
know, just
griddle regret.
Oh. Woody and Jim in the morning. It is showtime. We're ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them at localtreefellers.com. We have Melissa for the ladies. We have Adam for the guys. Good morning, y'all.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right. We have a warm-up question.
Melissa, cake, cookies, or pie? Which do you choose?
I mean, it's got to be cake all the way. So many different varieties. Way to go.
Okay.
All right.
Adam, cake, cookies, or pie?
I'm certain I heard an extra option that was a banana pudding.
Okay, he's going off the board.
I'm going to go that direction.
None of the above.
It's kind of like a mixture of cake, cookies, pie. Yeah.
Love me some banana pudding. Yeah.
There you go. Okay. You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's begin.
All right, here we go, Melissa. It is multiple choice. In soccer, are you ejected from the game if the referee gives you a yellow, red, or black card?
I believe that's red.
Red is right.
You're right.
Good job. Good start.
Adam, here's your multiple choice. Is Runway a fictional magazine featured in Sex and the City, Two Broke Girls, or The Devil Wears Prada?
Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah.
That's correct.
Okay. Good job. Hey, Melissa, in Star Wars, who is Luke Skywalker's sister?
That is Princess Leia.
Princess Leia! Look at you go. Good job.
All right. Things are going well. All right, Adam, what moisturizer features a crocodile in their advertising?
Oh. A crocodile in their moisturizer? On the moisturizer?
Yeah. That's.
Because crocodiles definitely need
they
moisturizing.
Need it
yeah.
Badly.
Yeah. Their skin, yeah.
Well, they live in Florida. I'm going to go with screw.
Oh, we're doing right. The screw. Okay.
Let's see if...
He hopes you don't know this, Melissa.
You know the name of the moisturizer that uses crocodiles in their advertising.
Man, I was hoping he wouldn't do that. I knew the guy question better. I don't know. Oil of Olay.
No. Lubriderm.
Lubriderm, of course.
Okay.
Good use of the screw, Adam. All You've right. tied it up.
Okay. Take the lead back here, Melissa. You're riding an Indian Challenger Elite. What is that?
Motorcycle.
It is a motorcycle. Well done.
Melissa's been perfect so far. Okay, Adam, Justin Timberlake's wife, Jessica Biel, came to fame on what family TV series?
I got nothing for you.
No,
the screw is gone.
Seventh Heaven is what we were looking for.
Oh, my God, I knew that.
And Melissa wins the game.
Well done, Melissa. Good job.
Thank you.
When Journey comes to Bridgestone Arena in October, you've got tickets to be there. Tickets aren't even on sale yet.
Yeah, we're giving away the rest of the week. If you'd like to play Gender Wars, 615-553-0933.
Congratulations, Melissa. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
What would the world be like if men disappeared for 24 hours? We freely admit that boys are stupid and you should throw rocks at them.
Okay. Summer Martinez said, if men disappeared from the world, there would be no wars. There would be no more arguments. There will be quiet. This requires actually some inspirational music.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Cue the music. Summer continues. The women will have control of the remote. TV and radio stations will be ours. We will stop for directions like normal people and not get lost.
Men were like privately very excited when Google Maps came out because, you know, now we don't have to ask for directions.
We don't have to say anything to anybody. You know,
the computer lady will tell us what to do.
Exactly.
Heather says, if there was no men in the world for 24 hours, no one would demand praise and even a trophy for doing simple things like unloading the dishwasher. See what I did? Look what I did for you.
Tell the world.
I am your provider.
What you saw here. I like this one. This one comes from Maria. She says, the world's collective thermostat gets bumped up about 4 degrees.
Oh, because ladies are always cold.
Exactly.
I love it. That
I like
awesome.
This one. This is from Mickey. She says, sports radio goes completely silent. So our friend at 102.5 The Game next door for our studios, so they would not like this. She says, for 24 hours, nobody would be breaking down the prospects for the offensive line for a team that hasn't been good since 1999.
Oh, that sounds so like the Titans. I'm sure that's not what they're talking about, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah, by the way, speaking of that, I think, don't they release the schedule tomorrow?
Oh,
the
really?
Titans.
Who the Titans are going to lose to this coming
year?
Yeah,
so they'll have a very substandard video that will go out with it again, too, where they're going like, okay.
Okay, so they're going to list a bunch of teams that the Titans will play.
Yes.
And men will talk about it for 6 hours straight.
Helping you get through the week with a mood boost. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
Winning the walk around the neighborhood. I love this story. A little boy named Nico woke up in the middle of the night, spotted a monster under his brother's bed.
Uh-oh.
With big black teeth. So he grabs his Nerf gun, puts on a helmet and gloves, and called 911.
There's a monster underneath your brother's bed?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Did you let your parents know? You just called 911?
Yeah.
Okay.
When the officer showed up, Nico answered the door fully armed and ready to roll.
Yes.
They went in together and the officer cleared the room. He reached under the bed and grabbed the monster by the neck. Turned out to be his brother's light-up stuffy.
Oh.
Terrifying. In the dark. Totally get it. Nico, we would have called somebody too. Before leaving, the officer gave him one piece of advice. He said, next time, wake up mom and dad first.
Right, right.
Then he handed Nico an honorary SWAT team badge for his bravery.
Oh, nice!
The monster was defeated. The badge was earned. Justice was served. Mom and dad were very confused.
Yeah, when the police all of a sudden show up, yes.
Where'd you get that badge, son? Oh, funny story.
I love that. That is great. If you want to check it out, you can see the video and pictures at the Woody and Jim or Totally Hits 93.3 Facebook page, or you can go to our website, totallyhitsnashville.com. Yesterday, we were talking about a Wawa location opening up in Clarksville. Found out we're also getting one in Murfreesboro.
Wawa, a gas station that has been in other parts of the country, but yeah, is just making its way into Middle Tennessee.
We're getting everything from all over the country now.
We had people phoning in reports. People are very into the gas stations.
Yes.
The Buc-ee's and the Wawa's.
Yes.
They're all coming. And they all sound like baby talk if you say them out loud.
Buc-ee Wawa?
Buc-ee Wawa.
Buc-ee Wawa.
So the Buc-ee's isn't open yet in Murfreesboro.
No, but they're planning it over on Veterans Parkway.
And we had some people tell us that Wawa is opening kind of over by the St. Thomas Wood Westlawn
right,
location.
Right. The newest hospital over there, yeah.
And they're nowhere near each other.
No, Buc-ee's is like really far away.
They're nemesis.
I guess they are in a certain way.
I would imagine, yes, they're both competition.
Yeah.
Now, we had mentioned that Wawa is somewhere between a regular gas station and a Buc-ee's.
Right.
And Lynn on Facebook came at us.
Okay.
The Facebook warrior that is Lynn. She said she wanted to make absolutely clear what the deal is between Wawa's and Buc-ee's. And make us
Facebook warriors have spoken.
In a very nice way. She was trying to inform us.
Okay, yes. Okay. She's been helpful.
She says, Wawa is not like Buc-ee's.
Okay.
Their claim to fame is a full-service deli and great coffee.
Okay.
Locals will go to Wawa. Travelers will go to Buc-ee's.
Oh, okay. So she's saying that people of Murfreesboro will go to Wawa, but the tourists will go to Buc-ee's.
Right.
All right. Those are for the out-of-towners.
That
don't know better.
she needed to let us know that.
Okay. All right.
Umbrage was taken with our description yesterday.
Umbrage.
There were many umbrages, possibly.
Quit taking all the umbrage, Lynn. Leave some umbrage for someone else.
So apparently they have a great full-service deli.
Okay. That's good. I've heard good things about that.
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard that about, Canadian place that opened up.
Coffee shop?
The coffee shop.
Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons. I heard that they were kind of the same thing.
Oh.
I have no idea.
Now you just set Lynn off.
Oh, okay.
They're not even close. Let me speak for Lynn when I say, what are you talking about? A place that sells coffee and donuts, they don't even sell gas.
It's gonna be the huge convenience store wars.
I have umbrages now.
All right, I'm
Thanks
sorry.
Thanks for filling me with umbrages.
I'm sorry. I had no idea I was gonna set you off. As I couldn't even remember the name of the place.
It had nothing to do with these places. We want to know, what would the world be like if men disappeared for 24 hours?
Most of the ladies on Facebook, they agree there would be world peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, because men are the ones that cause problems all the time.
There would be no war, but there would be a whole lot of talking behind the back. The drama. Did you hear what France said?
Melissa says there'd probably be just mass chaos with spiders crawling everywhere, heavy things sitting untouched, outside trash cans overflowing, no dad jokes. What a sad, sad world.
Ashlyn texted in, if men were gone for 24 hours, nobody would be pretending they don't need to go to the doctor. Boom! Truth dynamite.
Doctors would go out of business.
Well, actually,
I'm fine.
There'd be no change to their business model because men don't go.
That's true, yeah.
So if they disappeared, they still wouldn't go.
That's true, yeah. Yeah, it'd be easier for ladies to get in.
Yeah, right. Appointments would open up for you.
Yeah,
there you go. Instead of just no-shows. Terry said the world would be tidy.
tidy.
That's a word we don't hear as much anymore.
It's time to tidy up.
Right. Usually it's like a kindergarten teacher is saying, like, all right, everybody, let's tidy up. Which, frankly, if men were around for 24 hours, that's exactly how we need to be talked to.
Right, right. Like little kindergarten kids. Right.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you've lived in Nashville for any length of time, you probably know Megan Barry. She was the mayor of Nashville until she became a Mike Vrabel type guy person. She did it before it was cool.
If you know what I mean. Yeah.
She is running for Congress now.
Okay.
Yeah, she's going to be taking the seat of the guy who is running for governor.
Good luck to her.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Ran her out of town. But yeah, let's bring you on for something else.
Yeah.
All right. So those of you that have been living in South Nashville and you haven't been near a Target because the last one on Bell Road closed in like 2010s.
Yeah, it's been going for a long time.
You'll be glad to know that Target has purchased land in the Century Farms area in Antioch. It's going to be at 1000 Century Farm Circle, the new Target location. They don't have an opening date yet. They haven't even like started construction. But
yeah.
Those of you that have been longing for a Target to be nearby in that part of town, eventually is going to be one.
Yeah. Antioch making a big comeback.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Waymo cars have been recalled. It's not going to affect Nashville, but I guess they're having a problem now when a Waymo car runs into a puddle. The Waymo car doesn't know how deep it is, so it stops. Even if it's just a little puddle, it's so like an inch.
It's a little, it's timid.
Yeah, it's stopping traffic by just right in front of a puddle. So
That's what I've been saying about the Waymos, is people have been saying, oh, they're crazy. But what do they do whenever there's a problem? They stop.
They
stop. Slow down. What do people do when we come into a problem? We go, oh, well, that looks dangerous. I better floor it to get through it as fast as I can.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm sticking up for the robots here. What do you got going the rest of the day?
I got to run a couple errands, and then sadly, I have to mow the lawn again.
I know.
You have to do it like every week.
Me too.
It's like, come on.
I have to do that too.
Come on.
It's such a beautiful day.
Yeah.
Why waste it
doing things?
To mow. When I could just waste it watching Netflix inside, saying,
right.
Gee, it's a nice day. I should be outside.
I should be outside. Look at how nice it is out that window.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.